Opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Is that guy for real, or is that an April Fool's joke? I think that's an April Fool's there. All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on KSBT in somewhat sunny Sandpoint, at least it's trying to be, as well as KBFI and always beautiful Bonner's Ferry. You can also hear us anywhere you are, anytime, at NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Bob Witte, and it's North Idaho Thursday. Happy April Fool's Day today. Yes, it's the first day of April. It's springtime. It's Easter week. What a great time of year. If you caught our show yesterday, that's what we were talking about. And we've got a good show for you today. No fooling. First up, we'll be doing our weekly Bonner General Health segment. Today, we'll be chatting with Beth Wise and Elizabeth Neuter. Beth is an occupational therapist, and Elizabeth is a physical therapist, I believe, with BGH. It's Occupational Therapy Month. What does that mean? Well, we'll learn all about it in just a minute. And in our second segment today, we'll once again be chatting with our good friend Sherry Caldwell from the Sandpoint Senior Center. She'll also be introducing us to the folks who have been coming up from Coeur d'Alene are now running the Daybreak Center. So kind of refreshed the Daybreak Center and brought in this great organization to help keep it going, etc. So we'll find out all about that. And in our final segment, we'll be talking flowers with John Carlin from the Flower Farm. What does that mean? It means it's flower time, springtime. Well, just great show for you today. Anyway, what else in the world is going on? Well, I mentioned the seniors. Of course, they are open for in-person lunches and the Friday morning breakfast once again. But you must register online because it's limited to 40 people. So far, I think they've been under 40 people just about every day. So give them a call and reserve your spot. You could have Friday morning breakfast tomorrow at 8:30 at the Sandpoint Senior Center, 263-6860. We made the announcement yesterday that the Sandpoint Elks Golf Course is opening today. No April Fools there. I will be there in just a little bit myself. And they have an all-new management team. It's the folks from the Ranch Club in Priest River. And I believe they're bringing their chef, too. So we look forward to the new things happening at the Elks. And if you want to meet the new folks, John and Debbie Vickers and crew, there is a meet and greet open to anybody who's interested in meeting them. It's this Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m., of course, at the Elks Lodge. There's light hors d'oeuvres and meet 7B Golf, the new management team at the Elks. So write that in your little reminder, however you remember stuff, and we'll see you at the Elks 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and then we can all go home and watch the Zags at 5:30. My gut feeling on that, I think we're going to cruise past UCLA. That's just my gut feeling. But Baylor is pretty scary, and you never know in a final. I mean, we were better than North Carolina, was it 4 years? We were the best team in the country. Gonzaga was the best team in the country. They just didn't come through in the last 2 minutes. So you just never know in a NCAA championship game, but we'll see. It's going to be a blast. What will you see at the Panada this weekend? Well, they have a pair of free movies in honor of Easter week. Jesus Christ Superstar, the 1973 musical drama starring Ted Neely and Carl Anderson, will be tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. So that's happening at the Panada. Get you in the mood for Holy Weekend, all of that. And then they have The Dog Who Saved Easter is playing there on, let's see, that will be sad. It'll be this weekend as well. It's a family, the Panada Theater hosts a free family film for, Easter afternoon. It is Sunday afternoon. And my info here is not telling me what time either. So what you need to do, a little homework for you, go to panada.org and learn all about that, panada.org. Jeez. What else is going on? The Sandpoint Lions, welcome back. Their Easter egg hunt, it is at Lakeview Park this Saturday at 10 a.m. sharp. And as Ricky was saying yesterday, get there early because historically it happens fast and furious. And also, thanks to the folks from Pierce Auto Center, the Lions will be giving away not 8, not 9, but 10 bicycles. That's a lot. It's a lot of bikes for free. Thanks to folks at Sandpoint Auto Center. Social distancing and mask wearing is appreciated. And you can go to sandpointonline.org to find out more about that, or just bring the kids out for the free Easter egg hunt at Lakeview Park on Saturday at 10. Anyway, that's it for announcements today. We are going to have our BGH segment for this week. Right after this, we have Sandpoint Seniors, also Flower Farm. Stick around.
There's always a fiesta at Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint. Taco Tuesday is back. Check out Jalapeno's Dine-In Only Special. $3 crispy beef or chicken tacos, $4 Mexican drafts, $6 12-ounce Hornitos margaritas, and $8 for the 16-ouncer. Don't forget, every Monday is Margarita Monday. Order a 12-ounce margarita and get an upgrade to a 16-ounce at no extra charge. Jalapeno's is open Thursday through Tuesday and closed on Wednesday. Also great for takeout.
On Track Lawn and Landscape Garden Center is now open to the public in Ponderay, next to Papa Murphy's on Highway 95. On Track is one of the largest landscape construction and maintenance companies in the Sandpoint area, with several project managers and over 100 years of combined management experience. We know what products work and work well in our area. For more information about all the products and services we offer, call On Track Lawn and Landscape at 208-597-3377 or go to our website at landscapingsandpoint.com.
Woods Hay and Grain is the best place to pick up chicks. This week, they have Blue Sapphires and Dominant Copper chickens. Both breeds are high production egg layers and would make a great addition to any flock. While you're there, grab a bag of their Chick Starter to give your chicks all the nutrients they need for a healthy start. Woods Hay and Grain, your source for a wide selection of fresh and locally grown livestock feed. Just 5 miles north of Ponderay on Highway 95.
It's Larson's 81st anniversary sale going on now through Saturday. There is no better time than the present to buy that new spring outfit and save 15 to 25% off. You know the drill. Pick an egg out of the Easter basket and save 15 to 25% off all regular priced merchandise. The old saying, sometimes you win and sometimes you lose? Well, that's not true when you shop at Larson's during their 81st anniversary sale. But hurry, Larson's anniversary sale ends Saturday. Larson's in downtown Bonners Ferry and Sandpoint.
My daughter is Marina. Marina has a rare form of children's eye cancer, retinoblastoma. Her doctor sent us to a specialist, and then the specialist sent us to St. Jude. Within the first couple weeks of us getting here, I was just so scared. Like, I think the reality just hit me, and it kind of hit me all at once. I had started to cry, and her doctor came in, Dr. Brennan came in, and just didn't even say anything, sat down beside me, and, like, hugged me. And held me while I, like, was literally sobbing. And she just said, it's going to be okay. We don't have to worry anymore. The treatment worked, and we've saved her eye. This place has been such a blessing for us. There's no way we could have paid for treatment back home if we had to. We can come here, and we can just solely focus on taking care of her and helping her heal.
Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back North Idaho Thursday for this week, and got some notes from Bonner General Health today. Bonner County is currently down to 3.4% positivity rate for COVID-19, which is not bad. It's not over, but it's not bad. But speaking of over, as of Monday, April 5th, BGH will be administering the last round of its first doses through their vaccine clinic to community members with scheduled appointments. After this group receives their second dose, the Bonner General will no longer be operating the vaccine clinic, and you can contact Panhandle Health District, your primary care provider, like if you go to Family Practice Medicine, numerous pharmacies in Bonners and Priest River and here are administering them still. So there's lots of places to go to just get on somebody's list. And they're all open to just about everybody. So I strongly suggest you get vaccinated. We are joined this week. We have Beth Wise and Elizabeth Neuter. Elizabeth is a physical therapist. Beth is a occupational therapist. And welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And what is the difference between a physical therapist and an occupational therapist?
Well, an occupational therapist, we work on progressing people's independence and self-care and home management tasks after different types of injuries, whether it be a head injury, a stroke, or a hand injury, and work on vision and thinking skills also.
I could use some work on the thinking skills.
And then Elizabeth, you...
Well, for physical therapy, we work with people on helping to restore, regain, and maintain their mobility.
Mm-hmm.
So that may be helping somebody with a brain injury or stroke learn to walk again.
Yeah.
Or helping somebody regain their mobility if they're suffering from pain or weakness or any kind of functional mobility issue.
Or maybe recovering from a surgery, like a hip replacement or something like that. I've known so many older people who've done, say, the hip replacement or a back surgery, and then they don't follow through with their physical therapy. Stupid question, but is that a mistake?
Motion is lotion. So, yes, helping people get moving again is so important after a surgery. We want to get those muscles moving and stronger. The faster, the better.
Absolutely. So Occupational Therapy Month, what does that mean?
It means that people might figure out what occupational therapy is instead of calling us physical therapists all the time. But just promoting awareness about different types of skills occupational therapists have that can serve the community.
And do you have a specific specialty in the area of occupational therapy?
Yeah, I'm a specialist in neurological injuries, and also I'm a certified hand therapist. So what that means is people out there who've got thumb arthritis or trigger finger, carpal tunnel, nerve problems in their arms, I'm certainly here to help you work through those issues.
Does that include concussion management?
Absolutely. Elizabeth and I both work with concussion management, and all you need to do to come see us is get a prescription from your doctor for full post-concussion screening.
So your primary care physician can determine whether you likely have a concussion and whether you need therapy to get through that. However, I know, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, concussion was all the talk in kids' sports, mm-hmm. and especially contact sports, you know, like football. In particular, also, just about every sport, really, you know, think about soccer, your head's completely unprotected. Has that gotten any better?
Well, it is definitely something that we are more aware of now, and I think that is a good thing. It's important to not ignore it when we do have a concussion. I think that with a concussion being less visible to somebody, mm-hmm. who the person is encountering, it may be missed and they may choose to not talk about their symptoms. But it's really important not to ignore it and to get the screening you need so that you can help manage your symptoms. We assess and help people manage their symptoms so that they can improve their tolerance to activity, get back to what they were doing before.
Yeah, I know that, you know, all sports, and you see it so much on TV, they're professional sports, the concussion protocol is like, don't take him out of the game, then you have to. Speaking of which, I don't know if you guys are Zags fans, but we're watching the game the other night, and did you see that referee just fall over backwards? He had some kind of medical issue, but he bonked his head really good. You didn't see that?
Nope, sorry.
I'm just wondering.
I saw part of the game,
is.
And I saw how well the Zags did, so that was exciting. But I missed
Corey
that.
Kispert played. He probably had his worst game of his career, and they still won by 19 points. That's a good sign. That's a very good sign. Back to concussion management. I know, you know, I mentioned football. Football equipment has come a long way in recent years, and I mean, it's gotten really expensive to outfit every kid, but it's really worth it. And talking to the high school coaches this year, I don't know that they had a concussion, at least in varsity football, which is a huge improvement over several years ago when kids were coming off the field right and left. So hopefully things there are getting better, and people are just more aware of concussions now. So what else do you guys do at your clinics?
Well, As a physical therapist, I also am a specialist in neurologic physical therapy, okay. And I also have a specialty in vestibular rehabilitation. So that's a lot of fun. I get to work with patients who have vertigo, and vertigo is when we have that sensation that the room is spinning or we're spinning, and we know that that's not actually the case, but it may be coming from something to do with the inner ear balance system. And what people may not know is that the most common type of vertigo is caused by something that is happening in our inner ear, and it is actually the most successfully treated even in one day with some targeted, straightforward exercises that can actually resolve the whole problem.
I need to come see you. So if somebody is, what is it called, tinnitus?
No, it's this type of vertigo is got a long name. The short form is BPPV, but it stands for benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. And it's something that occurs when little particles that occur naturally in our inner ear float into these canals of our balance system.
So how do you eradicate that?
Well, you assess the assessment is important to figure out which ear it is, which canal it is. And then there's straightforward exercises that involve basically rolling in such a way and using gravity to our advantage so that those particles fall out of those canals and you're feeling better.
So if you have a constant ringing in your ears or you think that's what it is that a form of that?
Well, it ringing
in
our
ears. I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah. Ringing in our ears can be caused from a lot of different things, from neck to a concussion, jaw issues, and sometimes, yes, with inner ear issues as mm-hmm. well. So that is a little bit, there's not such a straightforward resolution of tinnitus.
Gotcha.
As there is for this particular type of vertigo.
So if somebody does have this constant ringing in their ear and feels like that, or the occasional, I mean, as you get older, there's going to be a little vertigo sensation going walking downstairs, or you change your optical prescription and it just takes some getting used to. Should they go to their primary care physician first and say, hey, there's this thing going on, or should they come to you guys?
Well, for the ringing in the ears, I would talk to my physician first, because there are a lot of different things, different aspects to rule in or out. But for balance, we have a great fall risk prevention program, or just even a brush up on your balance to sharpen that and help out. Referral to mm-hmm. a physical therapist would be very appropriate.
So I'm not picking on you guys. I ask everybody who comes on the show from BGH, are you from here, or did you move here just for this job, or how did you find Sandpoint?
I moved here about 7 years ago because my husband is born and bred here, about four generations, so he doesn't want to live anywhere else, so that's why I live here.
Are you glad you did?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good answer.
I grew up here, and my dad still lives here, and so my husband and I and our two kids, we moved back home here about 16 years ago, and we've loved it. So we've been able to raise our kids here. And
it's great to have you here. We're really lucky to have two people like you right down the street, literally, at Bonner General Health. Anything else you'd like to share today and let people know how they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, if you have any concerns for anything we talked about today, all you have to do is talk to your primary care doctor, or really any doctor that you go see, and you can get a prescription for OT or PT. And we will be happy to help you with any of your problems.
And you can probably answer most of your questions by going to bonnergeneral.org. And it's a great website full of information. And in the worst case, if you can't navigate it or have a hard time with that, there's phone numbers to call and hotlines to call to get information. And Beth, Elizabeth, it's great to have you guys on the show. And I look forward to doing it again sometime. And keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, Sherry Caldwell, the fairly new executive director of the Sandpoint Senior Center, is with us. We have some announcements to make about their Daybreak Center. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
Life is tough sometimes, but you are not alone. Idaho Suicide Prevention Hotline is here to help, providing 24/7 free and confidential support for those in crisis or feeling suicidal. Support is available whenever needed. If you or a loved one need to talk, call us at 800-273-TALK, or we can be reached by text at 208-398-HELP. Idaho Suicide Prevention Hotline. Always here, ready to listen.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Bi-Mart's latest savings book deals are ending soon. We've got 16 pages of fantastic savings for you and your family just in time for Easter. Inside, you'll find great deals on egg hunt essentials and outdoor planting mix for your garden, plus 30% off Fairy Moore seeds and a great sale on Scott's Weed and Feed. We're closed this Sunday for our employees to be with their families, so these deals only last until Saturday the 3rd. Happy Easter from everyone at Bi-Mart.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Thursday, and we are joined by several young ladies here. We have Sherry from the Sandpoint Senior Center, as well as a couple of Lindas from On-Site for Seniors. Linda Arnold and Linda Christensen are with us today from the Coeur d'Alene area. We'll explain what they're all about here in just a moment. But Sherry, you were on just a few weeks ago, and you were still only doing grab-and-go lunches and meals on wheels at the Senior Center. But since then, you've reopened for on-site, not to get confusing with the name, but in-person lunches and the Friday morning breakfast. How's that been going?
It's been going great. Our numbers are still a little bit low, but that's understandable.
We
have to be under 40 anyway. And there's certain days of the week that are still more popular than others in certain meals. So we're seeing anywhere from, 10 to 20, 25 people come in now. And we're still offering grab-and-go meals for those who aren't comfortable with in-person dining just yet.
Yeah.
But in addition to having in-person dining once again, we've also opened up some of the other activities under limited conditions. So, like, our bridge players are back. They're limiting that to just 16 players, and the players have had to have both vaccines. Same thing with Pinochle. We're looking at bringing that back under the same conditions. We have opened our pool table again, limiting that to 4 people, and they are required to have their vaccines and to wear a mask just to be safe for now. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at bringing bingo back at the beginning of May. So we're really excited about offering our activities again. I know it's been a really long and hard year, especially for our seniors, and not having that social interaction has been really difficult for them. So to be able to offer it once again is a big relief, I'm sure, for them as well as for us.
It's got to be after being basically locked up for almost a year to be able just to go and for so many of the people who are regulars at the Senior Center, that's their social life. So.
It is. It really is. And they're already like, when can we have dances again? And I'm like, I would love to have dances, but I don't know that you want to dance with your mask on.
Yeah. It's a feisty bunch. Don't let them
they
push
very
you.
Are feisty and full of energy and life, and it's great to have them back in the center again.
And the other concern in recent months has been getting seniors vaccinated. Mm-hmm. For a lot of them, it's been a little bit confusing how to register,
Absolutely.
When to get their appointments, things like that. And you guys have had volunteers helping them out. How's that been going?
Well, we've not had a whole lot of takers, but we have the volunteers on hand if you need help with registering online, especially if you don't have access to the internet or the technology to do so, or if you need help with just, you know, finding the right numbers to call. We're there to help you. Just give us a call at the Senior Center, 263-6860, and we'll give you a hand.
That's great. It's good to know there are plenty of vaccines available at area pharmacies and, of course, BGH and Kinnexud Health. So,
I was surprised how easy it was to get in at Superdrug. You call on a Tuesday morning and you leave your information, and they call you back and schedule the time for you to come in. And if they're booked for that week, then you just wait and call the following Tuesday. But that's been the easiest one, because all you have to do is call and leave your name and number. And for us, it was really nice because they called us back that day and got myself and another staff member to get our first vaccine.
It really is that easy. And there's, like I said, a number of places where it's available now. So anybody who wants it can get it. Switching gears a little bit, of course, you've been running the Senior Center, has been running the Daybreak Center for years, and is now, during this timeout time, has gone through some changes. So we've got a couple of ladies here from On-Site for Seniors, and Linda, welcome to the show. Tell us what On-Site is all about and how you're involved now up here in Sandpoint.
Well, about a year ago, Sandpoint Area Seniors had approached us about collaborating on the Adult Day Center, and we were super excited to hear about the possibility, and yet a little unsure of how that was going to work with a Coeur d'Alene area group also working alongside Sandpoint. They have been incredible in helping to get the day center put back together, set up. We reopened February the 8th.
Okay.
And so Daybreak Adult Day Center, you can call the 208-265-8127. And talked to Marie Reynolds, is our manager there now. They have just put together an incredible – the facility has been beautifully remodeled. The senior center has been very gracious and helpful, helping us to get meals set up so we can get lunches for the guests. We can and we have a lot of different activities going on. I'll let Linda Christensen. I'm Linda Arnold. I'm one of the original founders of On-Site for Seniors. And just as a little background, we started as a medical house call program.
Okay.
And then a couple of years ago, we started working with Bennett House, which is an adult day center in the Coeur d'Alene area, and found that it was an amazing fit because of the things that we found most is there's kind of a continuum of as people decline, memory declines, and they lose different pieces of their ability to communicate, their ability to express emotion. And so we've had these wonderful opportunities now to see how helping in the different pieces of that continuum help immensely. And so I'll let Linda speak to a little more of that. But it's been delightful to see how well it fits to have an adult day center available in the communities to help people with a loved one at home that is losing memory ability, that is losing cognitive ability, to be able to be in a social setting where they just go have fun, they get to be themselves for a while. The caregiver gets a break.
Yeah, that's a key right there. They can go shopping or go to a movie, whatever they want to do. Hang out at home and just read a book without having to worry about mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or whatever the situation is.
Exactly.
So, Linda Christensen, your take on all this.
Okay, so I'm relatively new on board as the outreach coordinator for On-Site for Seniors. And we have been working to increase the different kinds of programming that we've got available and also increase the amount of monies we have for grant sharing for people who want to bring people to the daycare centers. So we have a person who's on-site for seniors who's like our her name's Kem, and she is she's able to hook people up with funding for being able to go sometimes on a regular basis.
Good to know.
For staying at the daycare center. And we're also doing some really interesting online meetup components where we're having singing therapies. I don't know if we can call it therapies. We can call it fun. And last week we had our very first time where we met up with both the Bennett House in Coeur d'Alene and the Daybreak Center here in Sandpoint. Mm-hmm. And everyone got to meet one another in, you know, face-to-face and virtually.
So yeah, I had a mother-in-law who several years ago spent a lot of time at the Daybreak Center. And honestly, she was very old school. She really resisted it. You know, that, oh, come on, you got to give it a shot, Oma. And once she got there, she absolutely loved everything about it. She didn't realize how antisocial she had been living alone all those years. So mm-hmm. It was really a great thing. So it's good to see that. It must be a relief for you, Sherry, to know that this group has come in to run the place and some little more off of your shoulders.
Absolutely. More so because we've had so many families, you know, who are asking us on a weekly basis if it's open again, if we can come back. I mean, we're so desperate for the mm-hmm. help. And not just for themselves, but also for their loved one to have that, you know, ability to be able to interact with their peers and to take part in different activities like the music program, which always, always lights them up and just brings them back to the present and connects with some sort of memory. It's just really an awesome thing. So to have them all back and to be able to offer the service again, it means a lot to us.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys have a great website. Why don't you tell us what that is? And so people listening to this today, especially the caregivers, can learn more about what's offered.
Well, there are a couple of different ways to find out about it. Daybreak Center, if you look up on Sandpoint Area Seniors, they actually have some good information on that
okay.
one. Also on our on-site for, it's a digit for, seniors.org. Mm-hmm. You can go there and look up Bennett House and Daybreak. And you'll actually find some information on both of those, too. We're using a very similar model for both of the facilities. The Sandpoint Area Seniors actually had an amazing program put in place before we ever started here. We've learned a ton from them and from the folks that operated it before. Also, I wanted to mention that there is a generous fund available through them as well to help support people that don't qualify for other programs. So the families can get assistance through multiple, you know, the Area Agency on Aging, VA helps to cover for people to come to the center. And so there are many different ways to help to support people, even if they feel like they can't afford it, they can mm-hmm. still come.
Yeah, so you can go to OnSite, it's SITE, the numeral 4, mm-hmm. Is it .org?
It is .org.
.org. And learn more. You can learn, you see their mission statement, their beliefs, mm-hmm. Their history, what they're all about. Mm-hmm. Even see you guys' pictures, I think.
Yeah. Well, and we're starting to put up some of the pictures of the guests that come to Daybreak. We have some adorable electronic pets, and we've had some folks with memory issues that come. They talk to and pet and cuddle and brush the electronic pets, and the pets respond.
That's
and
awesome.
And will roll over and you know, even lift their paws, too.
This day and age we live in. It's amazing. Linda, it's great to have you on the program. We'll do it again next time you're up in the area, because I'd like to have Sherry on it every few weeks, get an update on the Senior Center, and now with the Daybreak Center, and welcome aboard here and on-site. So
thank you so much.
It's great
much
having
for
you
having
around.
Us.
Thanks.
All right,
appreciate
Sherry,
it.
Anything else to add today?
Nope. Have a great day. Thanks for having us.
6860 for the Sandpoint Senior mm-hmm. Center. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
How about putting a little bling in your spring? Let's make it happen at the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry. April is for winners, and we're celebrating in a big way by putting $84,000 in Plinko cash up for grabs. Qualify all month long to get your share. Weekday room rates in the Kootenai Falls Lodge start at just $59 a night, while weekend rates start at just $99. And when you need a break from winning bling, Our Springs restaurant will tempt you with four amazing lunch and dinner specials for just $10 each. And our April spa special is out of this world. Get a scalp ritual, 30-minute massage, and our signature facial for just $119. Put some bling in your spring with a shot at $84,000 in Plinko cash. To book your Kootenai Casino getaway, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
You want to know why April is one of Pondere Winery's favorite months of the year? Albarino, that's right, the 2020 Albarino is now in release. Our rendition of this great Spanish varietal has character of lime and grapefruit with a hint of salinity that pairs beautifully with many different seafood dishes. Have a glass of wine while taking in monthly artwork provided by Holly Walker. We're open 12 to 8, Tuesday through Sundays, and offer a variety of bites that pair perfectly with our award-winning wine. Our tasting room is located at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint. Come celebrate spring with us at the Pondere Winery.
So much is made at Super One Foods of such things as quality and freshness that sometimes one other aspect of the Super One story kind of gets lost in the shuffle. Prices. Specifically, the lowness of them. There's a new word for the dictionary. Anyway, if low prices are just the beginning of the Super One story, then let's get to it. Stop by Super One Foods this week and see what's in store for your Easter celebration. Enjoy the things that bring us together, like great food. Super One has everything you need for your Easter dinner, from ham to all the fixings. At Super One Foods, we welcome spring with days that bring us back together over the dinner table. It doesn't have to be complicated. Avoid the crowds. No reservations required. Super One Foods and Easter dinner. Good food, great company. Don't you love a good story? The Super One story's got all the elements. Gripping drama, excellent character development, and of course, low prices. Super One Foods, where low prices are just the beginning.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.com.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back. Our final segment for this April Fool's Day. No fooling there. And happy April Fool's Day to everybody. It's North Idaho Thursday, and we are joined now by John Carlin. Welcome aboard, John, from the Flower Farm here in the Sandpoint area. And John, we were talking during the break, well, first of all, welcome to the show, but we were talking during the break about how you and your wife ended up here in the Sandpoint. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, we are from Florida. My wife is one of the few born and bred Floridians, true Floridians, and we both had jobs, and I was in the golf business, regional manager for a large firm. She was the CFO of an international firm, and 2008 rolled around. We looked at each other and said, we're not happy.
Yeah.
And we sold everything we owned, bought a fifth wheel, got on the road, traveled for 6 years. 10 years ago, we came through Sandpoint and just fell in love with the Panhandle area. We actually stayed at Farragut, used that as a base of operations, and but it was too early to stop. We actually thought about looking for a home. And
what time of year was it when you got here?
You know, it was actually probably February, March. Yeah.
No, that is a great time to come here because it's at North Idaho at its worst. And you figure if you fall in love with it in March, you're going to love the rest of the year.
Exactly. And it was beautiful. You know, especially coming from Florida, you know, snow-capped mountains. And the people were just really friendly, and we could just feel a vibe from Sandpoint. And we talked about it, but it was just, again, we wanted to explore the country, so we kept moving on. And then about 2 years ago, my wife's dream has always been to have a nursery or farm.
Oh, okay.
That's been her goal her whole life, and she's followed me around pretty much my whole life. And she called me up out of the blue at my other job, and she said, "We're buying a nursery." And I said, "We're certainly not buying a nursery. We're not doing that."
Were you thinking maybe little kids at first?
No, I knew what she meant, but and here we are. I mean, the flower farm had a fabulous reputation. We did a lot of research on it, and Cindy and Dennis did a great job. We bought it, moved here March 23rd of last year, actually worked under them to try to learn how they ran their business so successfully. And hopefully we're going to continue on with their great quality. We're, you know, they're known for their baskets. So we are now known for our baskets. And so we're going to have all your usual favorites. And we just increased the herd, so to speak, by creating some new ones. And we're already seeing some happy faces going out the door with baskets.
Even
though I think it's a little early to take them, but they are taking them.
So your first year of doing this, but you were working with the previous owners, I guess, as you explained, the summer season of COVID, did that affect you guys?
You know, it did. We isolated ourselves as like a little family, Dennis, Cindy, and I, and Pam, but it was a great year for nurseries.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, my mother, who was a terrible gardener, last year was inspired. You know, her whole backyard had to be redone, and that's true across the country.
Yeah.
And so we were really unsure how this year would unfold, but watching what was going on back east and down south and Texas and everything else, and trying to get plant material, it's very difficult because it's still increasing. All the people that enjoyed gardening last year are still inspired this year.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that today.
Yeah, we had On Track Lawn Care on the show last Thursday, I believe. And, yeah, they were saying, yeah, they want to bring in all these trees, but they're having a hard time finding trees.
We couldn't even find seed.
I mean,
we grow probably 80% of our material from seed, and a lot of the stuff that we wanted to buy was either sold out or already signed up for, and they're holding batches for bigger operations. So
speaking of seed, you guys grow everything that you sell?
Not everything. So we will bring in plugs and liners, but we probably grow 75 to 80% of our own stuff from seed. We start planting.
That's very unique and very commendable.
Yeah, we start in November, so it's fascinating. Coming from the golf business, I'm so used to spreading grass. You know,
yeah.
It's a different variety, different. Deal altogether, but my wife comes from a very horticultural family, and in this, I was going to say in this case she's the boss, but I think that's always been true.
good statement there.
So,
yeah,
it's been a joy. The customers we had last year are coming back in. We're talking to a lot on the phone. A lot of people are still out of town. They'll be coming in and. Can't be more excited about the coming season.
So you mentioned the hanging baskets, really what you're famous for, but you also grow a line of bedding plants as strong as vegetable or herb starts and 500 varieties and all. That's a lot of planting for you guys to do.
It is. And transplanting from seed to pots, it's a big operation. And we've added some new stuff. I mean, I love to cook, and one of the new herbs that we're bringing in is called Basil Jolina, and it's actually a mix between Thai basil and Italian large leaf basil.
Okay.
So it's going to have a very unique flavor profile, and I personally can't wait to start cooking with it.
You know, from a golf background and you love to cook, I think you and I need to become friends. So did you spend any time playing golf in North Idaho?
I have not had a chance to play in North Idaho. I really haven't played in the last couple of years because we've been so busy traveling and whatnot. But as a golf course superintendent, which is what I was, most golf course superintendents were wannabe pros and were never good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I was certainly never good enough to be a pro. But I found that after I left the business, my handicap actually went down, you know, because you're not – when you play your own golf course, especially with the greens chairman next to you, you're like, I hope he doesn't see that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, we've got some great golf courses. Of course, I mentioned that the Elks right here in Sandpoint, or Pondere technically, is opening today. The Idaho Club will open in about a month. It's beautiful out there. Yeah. Right here in Bonner's Ferry is just a gem in the Mira Lake. You've got to go up there and meet Ralph. He is a PGA professional, but also mows the lawn, fixes the sprinklers, and then when the border opens, you got to get up to Creston. It's right over the border, and it's maybe my favorite golf course in the Northwest.
I would definitely like to do that. I mean, I've driven by Mirror Lakes, and it looks like a tremendous layout. And, of course, I've been to the Idaho Club just to take a look. And it's a Jack Nicklaus design, and I can see some of that in what he does. And so I'm kind of interested in that, although that I'm going to probably have to raise my game up knowing –
or
Jack's
just bring a lot of balls, or both of those things. So where, for anybody, there's so many new people who have moved here in the last year or so. Where is the Flower Farm for anybody who doesn't know?
So the Flower Farm is essentially, if you think about the corner of Colburn Culver and Selly Road, where the elementary school is there.
Northside?
Yeah. And we're basically on that corner. We're about a quarter mile in.
Oh, okay.
So if you turn left onto Silly Road, we're about a quarter mile in from that on the right-hand side. So we're nestled right in the middle of Silly Valley, and we couldn't be happier.
Yeah, beautiful place. And you can, of course, your Google Maps will lead you right there, so no problem. And speaking of leading you through stuff, you have a great website. Do you guys do that yourself?
That was actually, we're updating some of it, but that was actually set up through the previous owners. And it's kind of funny that you say that, because we actually come up in a lot of searches, blueberries and whatnot. Oh. I was talking to a guy who does website design, and he couldn't believe how often we come up in national searches. So we're getting quite a few hits.
It was the first thing I came up when I hit Flower Farm. It was the Flower Farm in Sandpoint, Idaho. Yeah, I was like, wow, that's unusual. Yeah. But yeah, it talks all about your hanging basket, patio garden, custom planting, care instructions, which is key for so many new people, like you said, in this last year, taking up gardening. And you have a newsletter in there.
Right.
And
excuse me, one of the nice things about that website for people that are listening, if you want to look at one of our baskets, and you look at our baskets, and you click on the name, it'll actually take you behind the scenes, and it'll tell you what plants are actually being planted in the planter, where they're spaced, and how many you need to recreate that plant, that basket.
Wow.
So we're happy to build the baskets for you, but if you want to come and buy the plant material and plant your own or create your own borders, but use one of our themes, it's all laid out for you.
Great to know, because like so many other people, I've been into gardening for a while, but I just got into the hanging basket thing last year because I spent so much time at home alone. I had no idea what I was doing. And so, you know, it was hit and miss, some success, a lot of failure. It's like, why did that die? Well, now I know how to figure that out.
Yeah, well, the nice thing is they're also marked with how many hours of shade or how many hours of light
good
you
to know.
Want. So if you kind of extrapolate, okay, if I've got a lot of sun in my garden, here's a full sun basket, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to plant these plants I see that are successful for the flower farm.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of gives you a roadmap for whatever you want to do.
It sounds like you and Pam are just a wealth of knowledge for wannabe gardeners like myself. So people can come out. You told us where you were on the north side there in the Selly Valley. What are your hours? Are you open now?
We're open now. Today is our April Fool's Day opening.
Right.
We open every April 1st, and we're open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and 10 to 4 Sunday.
All right. Okay. So you must have employees, or else you guys work 24/7.
Yeah, we do, and we've got a really great crew. We have one gal, Akasha, who has actually worked for the flower farm on and off for the last 18 years. And you want to talk about a wealth of knowledge. I mean, she knows not only everything about the Idaho plants, the climates here, but she knows all the customers because she basically has grown up with them all.
Gotcha.
And it's beautiful to watch. So she's a joy. We love everybody that we work with.
Again, it's the Flower Farm. They're in the Selly Valley, just northeast of Sandpoint. And 9 to 5 starting today, 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4 on Sundays. The website is sandpointflowerfarm.com. www.thecoodiecasino.com, and you can find out more. And I suggest you just go out there and talk to Pam, talk to John, and get going with your growing.
Sounds great.
All right. John, nice to meet you. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
That's North Idaho Thursday for this week. In fact, that's it for me for this entire week. So have a great Easter weekend, everybody. And until next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.